All right, in this episode, I answer the core question, why is SJW so bad? Isn't social justice a good thing? So plenty of white people think this culture they're in is basically okay, and it actually encourages them to express their opinions. That's why they so often resent the feeling that there is a recently emerged cancel culture out to get them, while failing to realize canceling someone is actually more often a right-wing phenomenon, as we have seen with their crazed attacks on drag shows and even bomb threats to a children's hospital. Most white people in America are pretty right-wing too, even if they don't realize it and don't identify as conservative or as Republican. That's why we have the alt-right in the first place. If there really was a widespread, deadly effort to cancel and replace white Americans, then Tucker Carlson wouldn't have been elevated to the point he is. He would be rotting away in a prison cell or worse, because that is what genuine oppression looks and feels like. He wouldn't even have a chance to spew his white nationalist talking points to a relatively large audience of dupes and dullards. Many of these people have a persecution complex. In fact, if people like Tucker Carlson were truly oppressed, they would be hesitant to criticize their supposed oppressors, because those oppressive forces would have a greater power differential, not only built into laws, but also into cultural institutions and social dynamics. Now, somewhat ironically, perhaps, powerful interests do own his ass, but he happens to like it. He likes an America where we have to pathetically grovel to corporations and Christian theocratic lunatics. Were he a genuine rebel of significance, his ass would be thrown out on the street and he'd have a huff, or he'd have a hard time finding any work whatsoever. Or at the very least, Tucker Carlson would feel way more pressure to say to groups he does not like, "They're here and we're here and we have to get along," rather than publicly dismissing so many different minority groups. After Trump was elected, someone at a protest at the University of Illinois, identified as gay, simply explained, "I see hate and violence every day in my life, and I refuse to see any more." So this is a melting pot for people to find their views, which means there are different elements melting together. That's what America's really supposed to be like, at least in the, I guess you might say, fairy tale aspects of the liberal vision of America, right? So sometimes there's more sense in being open to people with different ideas and saying you disagree with someone rather than vilifying them and no longer talking to them. You probably shouldn't always yell. That's a stupid idea, even if it sometimes it is. But the other side of this, if some people are so removed from the truth, so dishonest and hateful, it becomes good news that we can just walk away from them, stop listening to them, stop buying whatever they are selling, call them clowns, etc. You see, to some degree, cancel culture is just people making what conservatives might otherwise call market-based decisions. In the marketplace of ideas, just as in the greater marketplace of consumer products, some ideas will get rejected and fail. Some ideas that are accepted might not be good ideas anyway, but people, they bought into the idea, the sales pitch, or however you want to put it. So not all ideas that are popular are good either. That is something that, in my view, deserves to happen to the, the rejection of popular ideas is something that deserves to happen to the vast majority of ideas under the right-wing banner. It's not even just a matter of preference either. With some of their ideas, I can't support them because they would fail to support me in any way, shape, or form. Society would collapse if we slapped even more dollar signs onto literally everything, gave all the keys to megacorporate kleptocrats, and put a bunch of fringe lunatic conspiracy theory-spewing theocrats in charge. In fact, Trump himself just recently demanded that we terminate the U.S. Constitution if he can't have his way and be reinstated as president. So I have to ask, is that stability? I'm supposed to support that? No. Nope, his ass deserves to be canceled. And there were plenty of politicians, including Democrats like Howard Dean, who were essentially canceled over far less than what Trump has said and done. Just because Trump has the personality of a turd that does not flush, it doesn't mean we shouldn't repeatedly push down the handle until he's finally out of sight. The trick is doing that without causing some sort of overflow reaction in the other direction.